Hey, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Melissa Au, who's the Chief Executive for Singapore Tourism Board. And we're going to give you a roundup of what's going on there, and with a focus on cruising because we're here at Sea Trade. And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report. Let's talk about Singapore overall, and then I'll ask you about the U.S. and cruise separately.
Sure. Yeah. Well, 2023, I think, has been off to a great start in terms of travel and tourism recovery for Singapore. We welcome something like 13.6 million overall international visitors, and that delivered close to about probably likely $26 billion Singapore dollars, or about $17 billion U.S. dollars in overall revenue. So that's how we think we'll close the year. The data is still being calibrated for the full year, but that's likely to be where we'll end up for 23. And if you look at the first quarter of 2024, performance has been really strong for us. Almost all of our markets are back to at least 80% of what they were in compared to 2019, and I think it continues to grow. Now, specific to the U.S., in 2023, we received something like 640,000 visitors from the U.S. to Singapore. And in terms of their spend in Singapore itself, that's about $760 million U.S. dollars in terms of, you know, what they spend on hotels, accommodation, shopping, sightseeing. Now, you ask about cruise performance.
Yeah, those numbers are including arriving by air.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
so now just cruise.
That's right. So in 2023, we received 2 million in terms of cruise passenger throughput, and that's from all across the world. The U.S. is actually our fourth largest source market for cruise passengers coming through to Singapore and almost the region, and that accounts for about 7% of our overall cruise passenger numbers.
Yeah, fourth largest, we got to work on that.
Sure, I think there's a lot of opportunities for us to continue to increase the contribution from our U.S. market.
It seems like as the whole region begins to promote itself more for cruising, it helps you all help each other.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, you know, cruise is one of those, if you will, travel and tourism experiences that depends a lot on everything else that's in the overall region and neighborhood. So it's great that it gives us an opportunity to showcase the best of Southeast Asia, which is one of the most vibrant regions in the world today in terms of, you know, destination appeal, culture, great, fascinating natural attractions, wonderful urban city destinations like ours. I think cruise has been one of the most fastest growing products for travel and tourism in Southeast Asia. Yeah.
So we go out to 126,000 travel advisors, but we also have thousands of suppliers, many of them are cruise lines. Let's talk about what you're doing to attract them.
Yeah. Well, On the destination front, I think a lot of the work that we do is about ensuring that the destination remains fresh. They're great experiences, so continue to introduce a diverse portfolio of great tours, and at the same time also making sure that our current slate of attractions continue to present the best of what they offer to all of our visitors. So if you take, for example, some of the destinations that the travel advisors may be familiar with, such as Sentosa in Singapore, which is an offshore island in Singapore. There have been new attractions, public attractions have been introduced in the form of SenseryScape. Well, the other is actually in terms of our nature-based attractions in Mandai, which is on the northern part of Singapore. We've introduced and opened a completely new bird sanctuary, Asia's largest bird sanctuary called Bird Paradise. And that's actually the fourth gate of attraction for us in Singapore. And not forgetting, of course, our leisure entertainment events and calendar is just chock-a-block with all the great offerings. And we had Taylor Swift come by to Singapore earlier this year, and that was a phenomenal success.
Do you have any incentives for cruise lines to come to Singapore and use your ports?
Yeah, we do. So we facilitate cruise lines' decision in terms of deployment of their cruise ships to Singapore. And of course, it's very much in our interest to want to make sure that the cruise lines think about not just seasonal porting in Singapore, but also home porting. So we would have a particular fund that we provide to help them think about how to make those decisions. So the Cruise Development Fund is something which we work with cruise lines, both in terms of developing the market, making sure that we're able to promote and market the actual cruise itineraries when that actually comes to Singapore. We're very pleased that next year we'll be hosting Disney Adventure. We'll be home ported in Singapore for 5 years.
Okay,
so that's already causing great excitement in the market itself.
Do you have, or when will you be getting, Shore Power?
Well, we're actively working on that because, as we've heard from also all the different organizations and clearly from the cruise lines, that this is an area which is important. We are studying that right now, and we hope to think about how to offer the best sort of energy provisioning for all of our cruise lines coming to Singapore in the future.
And it's early to even discuss this, but do you worry about over-tourism?
Well, if you look at our numbers right now, we're not entirely back to where we were in 2019. So in 2019, Singapore welcomed something like 19 million visitors. We closed the year 2023 with 13.6. So, you know, there's still some way to go in terms of recovery. But I feel that actually based on what we have experienced, even at 19 million visitors, you know, the island was not overly crowded. But increasingly, we are seeing a lot of our visitors desiring to want to spend more time in Singapore, so much more of a discovery, and there's also a longer length of stay that we've seen across many of our top source markets. I think that's great because that's really at the very heart of what it means to be, you know, a traveler, wanting to discover and really get under the skin of a destination.
Okay, but then when we get to 100% of 2019 and then beyond, we'll talk again and see how to manage that.
Let's have another chat next year,
yeah, exactly,
Alan.
Exactly. So let's talk about the future of cruising in Singapore to wrap this up.
Sure. Well, I think we're extremely optimistic and confident that, you know, Southeast Asia presents some of the best opportunities for exciting itineraries for cruise lines, and also because working together with the rest of the Southeast Asian destinations in the region, we are actively thinking about what would be best as a overall effort to cultivate and provide a compelling proposition for cruise lines to want to come by. So, yeah, I think there's a great opportunity for collaboration.
I wish you a lot of luck. I know it's going to be a great year, and so is next year. So, and we'll see you again maybe the next Sea Trip.
For sure. Thank you, Alan. Thanks so much for your time.
This is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.